Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, Christian Uzenchev. Christian, you are the founder of Young Caesar. You're found on the web at youngcaesar.digital. Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Josh.
Excellent. All right. So I think this is a first. I don't get too many folks that work in manufacturing or work in the manufacturing or serve the manufacturing world. But tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Christian, in short, Chris, from Bulgaria. That's in Europe for people who don't know. I started my business journey when I was 15. I was still at high school. I started with digital marketing. Things went up pretty fast and pretty well. By the time I was 16, I was able to drop out of college because business was going pretty well. And basically school was just holding me back from like working and taking too much from my time. The fact that I dropped out of high school didn't mean I had bad grades. By the opposite, I just told that I have to take the leap and just go outside the traditional like journey. So the rest is history. I mean, we've been building this business for a long time. We work with hundreds of thousands of customers through all over the world. Our journey started on Fiverr, where we used to be number one in the online marketing category with more than 80,000 happy five-star reviews from happy customers. Then at a certain point, we quit Fiverr and we started working specifically with industrial manufacturers. Think about companies doing from $10 million per year to billion-dollar corporations. And yeah, our focus is just to like help them digitalize, because most of these companies are still living in the old times where they only rely on trade shows and referrals and all the old school approaches. So we help them digitalize and get a lot of new customers every month predictably. That's pretty much in short.
Why do you enjoy working in manufacturing? Kind of more the industrial, kind of B2B, you know, behind the scene.
Yeah, sure. So it was more like a strategic approach. Throughout my career, we worked with probably every niche that is out there. But in the manufacturing, I saw a huge opportunity because, you know, their machines are very expensive. Some projects go up to 1 million. And it's much more impactful to a company to sell them one or two machines for a million each than help e-commerce businesses sell 1,000, let's say, perfumes or something like this. Another point is that there is not so much competition in this field. No, that's a big reason we're able to get results much faster. Another thing is also that these companies, they have big budgets. So if you work with small businesses, usually they work with you for a month or two and then they just disappear. And especially in our case, where we do mostly SEO, which takes time to show results, probably like 3 to 6 months. Most small businesses don't have the budget and the time to wait for those 3 to 6 yeah. months to see results. So with industrial manufacturers, it's much easier to work. They're professionals. They know what they're looking for. And we're able to bring them the results that they're after.
So Christian, tell me about what the typical sales and marketing world is like in manufacturing. How do they normally do business, acquire new sales, that sort of thing?
Okay, so normally they still rely on trade shows, these big gatherings that probably everybody is aware of, and referrals, which are like big networks of existing customers and who are just referring them to new customers. Of course, there are some manufacturers who are trying new approaches like SEO, paid ads, and so on. But from my experience, in most cases, they don't really get good results. And That's because they work with agencies that don't really know the industry and cannot bring them like decent results. We had many cases when we met a prospect, and when we evaluated what they were doing, they didn't have any results. They were just paying, but weren't getting any results. And we step in, we fix everything, and they start getting the results that they should be getting.
Yeah. So it sounds like, again, typically in manufacturing, there's an advantage to move beyond just the trade shows. So, you know, another thing with the trade shows, I'm thinking of the sales team. You know, it's like they've got their lead pool or whatever that they're working on. I would imagine other than that, I mean, they could cold call.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of that going on. How effective do you see that?
It's kind of effective. Not everybody's doing it. But in most cases, they don't get like very decent results. At least the people I speak to, let's say they get like 2 to 3 decent qualified leads per month out of doing the cold calling. And with our approaches, the results are usually like 20x because we are able to reach out to a lot more people with the outbound. And with the inbound, we acquire also a lot of people who are already searching for the solution. If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. So typically then what Young Caesar does is you're running ads and you're targeting those ads to those buyers. What is it like advertising in that world? Because that's a pretty narrowly defined audience. You don't want to be advertising to people that are just irrelevant. How are you able to target in that regard?
Sure. So for example, Facebook and Instagram ads don't really work because there you can hardly target the right people. We mostly rely on Google ads because by knowing the keyword, you can identify the search intent of the person who is searching. So if somebody is searching for, let's say, water jet machine, then most definitely they're doing their research and searching for a provider of that type of machine. So like I said, we rely mostly on Google ads and also LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a good source for finding the right people, the right B2B audience. And Facebook and Instagram we use only for retargeting. So whenever a targeted visitor visits our website, we show them ads on Facebook and Instagram just to remind them about us so they can get back to the website.
Yeah. How is the advertising world on LinkedIn lately? I haven't been paying attention much to that.
It's pretty hard. I mean, it's very expensive.
It is.
And, doesn't bring like very good results. But once you get a certain settings in place and you start seeing ROI, it's pretty good. But it's hard to get it up and running, if I can say it that way.
Yeah, I can see that. So tell me about Young Caesar as a company and how you acquire customers.
Sure. So we mostly rely on outbound. So for example, the approach that I use is I make a list with all the companies that I want to work with in terms of industry. For example, laser makers, CNC water jet manufacturers, CNC plasma cutting machine manufacturers, CNC tube bender manufacturers, and the list goes on and on. And then for every category, we go online, we go to Google, we find all the manufacturers of those specific types of machines. Then we use different tools to find the LinkedIn profiles of the decision makers, also their emails. And from there, we start running customized email and social media campaigns. Also sometimes we do cold calling. And that's pretty much it. I mean, with this approach, I've been able to acquire billion-dollar companies and smaller companies as well. It works in every vertical.
Mm-hmm. And then, so in terms of your direction then, so where do you aim to go over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I want to get this company to a certain stage where, I mean, our main focus is the quality. For me, the most important thing is to make sure that our clients are happy and that we bring them tremendous results. If they give us, if they spend $10,000 per month with us, I want to bring them like 50 times return. And usually that's possible because their machines are very expensive. And where we want to go, we really aim to offer a boutique service. It's not like I want to work with 1,000 companies or 500 companies or something like this. I just want to make sure that all the operations internally are running very smooth and that we have a way to basically to acquire a customer in every industry that we're targeting. And from there, I would like to focus on creating a software, some kind of software for the manufacturers, because I think this will be very beneficial. And also work on a personal brand, again, in the industrial manufacturing industry.
Yeah. Do you see, like looking in your crystal ball, do you see any trends in manufacturing, particularly on the sales and marketing side of things? Like if you were to look ahead a couple of years or a few years, for someone who's in manufacturing, sales and marketing, what would you say? Yeah, you're going to want to pay attention to this, or this is absolutely trending right now.
Trending, I wouldn't say there's something trending, but I see that outbound is doing very well for B2B, especially for manufacturers. And when I talk about outbound, I mean basically the process of manually creating a list with your ideal prospects and reaching out to them with custom specific emails that talk about specific problems that they might have and how you can solve them and provide a solution, if that makes sense.
Sure. So Christian, someone that may be listening to us, let's say that there's someone who's manufacturing, sales and marketing, they're looking to drive sales, they're doing some research, they've come across this podcast, now they've heard our conversation, where do they go from here? And what do those initial steps typically look like? I see that you offer free audits. What's in an audit?
Well, basically, if they go to our website, everything that we've done for our customers, everything that we use to bring them results, I packed it in an ebook, in a physical book, and also some video courses that they can use absolutely for free to replicate the exact same strategies that we're using for our customers so they can do them in-house.
Great. Okay, cool. So your website, youngcaesar.digital. Again, to our friend that's listening, we've got the link in the show notes. Just kind of click around. You can find that. Christian Uzenchev, again, you're the co-founder. Again, your website, youngcaesar.digital. Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time, Josh. I hope that people will find this valuable.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love, even if you just stop by to say hi, I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.